One of the outstanding volunteers in our community, this is Leanna Palmer, volunteer with the Codrington Community Center. Leanna, thank you for everything you do in our community. Tell me, how did you get started volunteering?
Volunteering generally came about after I retired, and that's been 18 years now. I never seemed to have time to do it when I was working. As you know, there's a lot to fit in the evening. So after I retired, I just started putting my hand up for various things. And the more you do that, the more people will find you to take on some more. So I've always enjoyed it, and don't plan to stop anytime soon. At present, Hugs is front and center. That's the group that's in Brighton to help resettle Ukrainians who've had to leave their country. There's a huge need there. So that is the one that's I'm focusing on a lot right now. But of course, the farmers market has been, it's in its eighth year, and it still takes a lot of time. It's predictable, but there's a lot involved there with trying to get special events and promote it, et cetera. But I love the farmers market, so it's a labor of love for sure. The Codrington Community Association is always working toward fundraising, et cetera, and I'm on the board of that. When I moved here in 1980, I didn't know anyone, and I had lived in a big city, so this was a very calming influence, and I liked it a lot, but I did miss some social interaction. And when I remember it very well, I had stopped at a local farm to buy some eggs. They had a sign out in front. And the woman there asked me she asked me who I was, and I told her I just moved here, et cetera. So she invited me to join the Women's Institute. And of course, I had to ask, what is the Women's Institute? So she gave me a little description and invited me and told me where to go, because at that point, there was no hall built and we were meeting in people's homes. So that's what really got me to be introduced to people in this area. And I found them wonderful. And they were at that time fundraising to build this community center. So I did get involved in that. And I think the rest is history, because once the hall was built, I joined the board and we were always trying to find ways to raise money. Back then, we didn't get any kind of grant or anything from the municipality. We paid for everything. So that was all of the utilities. And if it needed a new furnace, it needed air, tables, everything. So it was a very, very busy time, but the people were great, all working very hard together. So that's what drew me in.
Why did you feel it was important to give back?
Well, in particular with Hugs, having seen on TV the carnage that was happening in Ukraine, I joined all concerned Canadians in thinking that there must be a way to help these poor people who were becoming homeless and having to leave their country with almost nothing in most cases. I've never had to worry about bombing or having a safe place to live, and I thought there might be some way I could help out. Sending a donation to the Red Cross was my first step, but it was very impersonal. And I thought there might be a better way. So that's why working on fundraising projects with like-minded people became very satisfying. Since we're targeting our efforts to improve the lives of Ukrainians resettling in Brighton, I feel as though I'm helping in a direct and personal way. And people in Brighton are very, very supportive and very generous too. So that makes it even nicer to work here in that capacity.
What accomplishments are you most proud of?
Well, I will stay with Hugs and say that even though our group is quite new, I think it started with a group in the end of April and I joined early in May, but we've had quite a few successful events already, and we have t-shirts and hoodies for sale. We've attracted donations from individuals and retailers with much more to come. I know one of the executive members reported that in a conversation with someone he was talking to about what we're doing, they said, oh, you have a well-oiled machine. It's kind of a joke when you think of 3 months in, it's a well-oiled machine. But the whole committee is, and subcommittees are very, very dedicated. And that's what's making it happen for sure. They're giving very selflessly of their time for sure and energy.